gave him a shout out, didn't he? Get some business.
I think he did, yeah. We'll put a link to his Discog shop in the show notes for the Listen Again crew, for people like us that have a problem buying records. After that, it was Wanda Jackson with Funnel of Love, a late edition purchased on the way home from the work Christmas party. Most of the people from my team had left. I was sort of saddled up next to some other friends. It was that weird moment where it was in the common room, so it was kind of stuck between two people's conversations, not in either of them.
When you know you got to go home.
Well, that's it. It was nursing a pint, watching Bundesliga highlights. And it's like, what am I doing? It's like, I could just stay for a bit longer, another two pints, or go home. Yeah. So I went home. It's like, well, I've saved myself two pints, I'll buy myself a 45.
That's the kind of logic I like.
Yes, so I'm going to send that one out to Ben and Lexi. I was at their wedding yesterday. Congratulations, guys. Had a great time. Good to catch up with all the cousins, uncles and aunts and whatnot. Yes, I want to send that one out to them. Lots of people saying, so, still doing the show? Like the classic line. You're like, yeah, every Sunday.
Don't know where to go from there.
Yeah, I was like, do you not listen anymore? They're like, it's fine. What I did do, though, naturally, took a bunch of stickers. Just like walking around. You'd see people's
pockets,
coats hung up, putting them in there, trying to sneak one in a handbag. I was like, stop it, it looks like you're going through someone's handbag. It's fine. One of my cousins had a newborn, so
I stickered the baby.
I did, on baby's back. It's perfect because it's asleep on my cousin Josh's shoulder.
Slap.
So I put it on the back end because he was rubbing the back. I was like, get that right in. Other cousin was like, I can't believe you're sticking my baby. She's like, actually, that's probably covered up some of the dirt on the onesie. She's like, thanks. I was like, just doing my job.
Just looking good.
The hustle's always going. This one in the background is the Jades, Lost Train, More Numero from the Cabinet of Curiosity compilation, You're Not From Around Here.
Oh, yeah. I never listened to this. I think I ordered it for you, maybe?
Yes. It was the second issue of it. And unfortunately, there is a... sounds like there's a problem in the pressing, so the first track, side two, does skip. But I don't listen to my records. I've got two hobbies: buying records and listening to records, and they're two separate things. That's obviously, it's a really good comp. I think we've played some other stuff from there. I'm trying to remember, there's actually a crossover. One of the cuts from there is also Black Knight, Cheryl somebody, is also on the Richard Hawley comp. So he's just rubbing it in that he's got 45s in his jukebox. I've just got them on reissues. So that's the end of Waffle for that one. I guess we could let this play out. Have you got anything else to say?
I think it might be a good idea to let this one play.
Wicked. All right, we'll put the volume up on this. You can hear the end of this instrument. We'll be back in about 10:15.
Trouble. much I was to blame. But when I heard the news that night, I went down like a satellite. And when my world stood still that night, I dropped like a satellite. I loved her. She never knew how much I cared. I thought I'd get back to my special one. I thought I'd get on a lucky run. I said I'd get back to my special one. I said I'd get on a lucky run. God damn. Where's Willie John? Gonna grieve when you're gone. I once believed I'd never bleed, but Lord, I'm all alone tonight. Don't the sun love his satellite? Tonight, don't the sun love a satellite? I don't know. Seeing all these good looking women, remember where my baby is. I think about my baby, remember where my baby is. Stop me thinking about my baby. Where's my baby?
with no one to guide me, torn apart by a fiery wheel inside me. I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you. An untouched diamond that's golden and brilliant without illumination. Your mouth's a constellation, the stars are in your eyes. I'll take a spaceship and try and go and find you. I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you. Rainbow, how good it is to know your lightning. Strike me with your lightning, bring me down and bury me with ashes. I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you, I won't hurt you.
Champion solo. Champion solo. Champion solo. Champion solo. Champion solo.
Champion, 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 champion sun. And at night, when I'm alone again, I'm crying. I can't get next to you, I don't really try. That's why I wrote this song, that's why I cry. Send it to you.
Oh, that's brilliant. This is the Night Train on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. If you don't know what we're laughing at, we are watching in the studio the film, what did I say it was called?
Robo Vampire?
Yes, the 1998 classic Robo Vampire. Catch it on retroflix.org.
It's very much like RoboCop, but with, I mean, when I say like it.
Yes. It's just a man in a shiny outfit trying to walk like a robot.
Some tinfoil.
Yes, so this, anyway, back to business. This is the Night Train playing records we bought last year. What did we have?
Oh, yeah, so started out with a couple of mine. First one was Mark Lanegan with Like Little Willie John from the Bubblegum XX album. So the 20th anniversary of that came out August 2024 on a nice Abbey Road remaster job. Because originally it was all sort of squashed onto one LP.
Okay.
Now they've spread it over two. Sounds way nicer.
Is there extra tracks or just space?
There is
out?
If you get the mega box set, and it also includes the Weird Chill EP,
yes,
as well, which has also had a Abbey Road remaster. So that one I've not heard because I haven't got the mega box set. Sold out everywhere too quick.
You've got a different mega box set though.
I have got a different mega box set of Mark Lanegan records.
This man loves his Mark Lanegan mega box sets. People, if you want to know what to get him for a birthday.
Yeah, give me that new one. I haven't got it yet. Following that was The Smile with Teleharmonic. I had to look up what album it was called because I forgot. There was two. And I was confused about which one that was off. That
was
off
it two released
one.
In the same year?
Yeah.
So one early on.
Yeah, so the first one came out in, was it January or February? Early on in the year, anyway. That was from that album. So that's Wall of Eyes. That's where we went to see them in Manchester for the BBC Six Music Festival at Victoria Warehouse, which... Now they have released a limited EP tracks taken from that live.
Well, that would make sense, I suppose, with like a high quality recording.
Yeah, on there. So there's a 3-track 12-inch of that now. Limited release though, so I've just seen it on Discogs. It's mega pricey. I didn't order at the time, so that's quite expensive. Yeah. Now it's 5 times the price. So there you go. You snooze, you lose.
Yes. Talking of box sets, we then went to back to Nuggets, the bigger box set version that I bought of that. I treated myself to that was the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with I Won't Hurt You.
Oh, so is that on Volume 2?
Yes, it comes in the big shiny box set that I got. Keen and Reed listeners might have recognised it's in the Isle of Dogs soundtrack, the Wes Anderson stop motion animation film from 2018, I think it was. Then finished up. No, we didn't finish up. There was then into some classic remix of one of the all time drum and bass jungles. Probably drum, it doesn't matter. tunes, Q Project, Champion Sound, the Doc Scott remix. I'm going to send them out to Penny and Eli in Wolverhampton.
It was surprisingly chilled out.
Yes, it's nice. After that remix, it then starts to get very heavy. Like when it gets redone round about kind of 99 ish.
Yeah.
Naturally, that's from 94. As all the best tunes are. Then finally in that set was Money Mark with Cry, the live at $50 version. I picked that one up from Hub Store in Charivale. Shout out to them. A nice Mo Wax 12. Yeah, it's pretty good EP. So that was that. What was the last one we just heard?
Oh, yeah, sorry. That was Quantic Born Again, the instrumental cut. I have played the vocal version.
Oh, on the peach-coloured vinyl?
Yes, that's the one. Tropics EP, released on Oz Music. I can't remember what the vocalist was called. She had Roy in her name, because I remember thinking it's funny.
Yeah.
It's anything to do with Roy is just funny.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is something, yeah. Oh, I can't remember what it is.
Anyway.
This one in the background is from the You're Not From Around Here.
Oh, the Numero one.
Yes, you're right. It's just half an LP that sounds exactly like this. It's Gene Sikora with a song for Mary. So I'm going to send this one out to my grandma. I think it's her birthday next week. That might, I need to get a card in the post. It's a little reminder to myself when I'm editing the show in the week to get that birthday card out.
Future Steve.
Yeah, Future Steve, we've got a job for you.
Listen to this.
Not be a terrible grandson. Right, I've run out of things to talk about, so I might as well let this one play out. It's quite nice, so.
Let's do that, and we've got another set coming up, and then we'll be back to link out at the end.
Yes.
My train fell. Oh, hey. Lord, good Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
Time to sign off.
That sounds a bit final.
Ominous.
This is it. Yeah. Much more ominous than this.
Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Fingers crossed.
I might be able to talk a bit better as well.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. So, what do we start with? Oh, yes.
So we had
Extremely Raw Gospel.
Yes, the Chosen Gospel Singers with It's Getting Late in the Evening, picked up at the Record Fair in Manchester. Shout out to God's Eternal Jukebox. He did our first ever guest mix.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Way back, and that was in there. I think that was the opener. But yeah, that is some raw gospel.
Giving it some.
Just like you said, RIP and peace, studio mics,
yes.
And that guy's vocal cords. It's just like, you're not talking after that. Yes, so we went a little bit softer after that.
Yeah, it went a bit easy. We played Radiohead's Codex from the King of Limbs. Got the newspaper edition this year, so that's like a 2 10-inch LP cut at 45 with loads of ephemera.
Oh yes, we love the ephemera.
Ephemera you don't really need, but yeah, does look nice when you get it out of the sleeve.
Yeah, you're like, what can I do with this? I can't put it on the wall because I'm not in my 20s, but I can't get rid of it because
it's nice ephemera.
Yes,
it's a full newspaper in there with like articles and everything.
Is it?
Yeah. After that, the Select Ambient Works reissue, 30th anniversary. Played Rhubarb from of course by Aphex Twin. It was that or Stone in Focus, as it always is.
Yeah,
and I think we sort of alternate. So I think last time we did play Stone in Focus.
Yes, if it's not, yeah, and if it's not either of those two, then it's the N64 remakes.
Yes. They've been done, yeah, we've played those.
What's funny is when you send me the pics, I'm like, you sent me another cut. I've got eight versions. It's exactly the same. It's exactly the same song.
Yes.
Don't
need to download it.
No, I've got like, I don't know, half a gig of.
Supposedly this is a remastered, so
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go home and do the
AB.
Yeah.
AB monitoring. You can tell me.
Sorry, I've just looked at the screen and Brandon Lee. We've changed films now. Brandon Lee has just put on a fake moustache. We're now watching Laser Mission from 1989. Anyway, so show notes. Back to the actual. The last one that we played for was the final numero cut of the night.
Yeah, an all-time fave. Originally picked from the Music's Not For Everyone playlist.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's Charlie Magiera with Tomorrow's Gone. And so tonight we've played probably about a quarter of the You're Not From Around Here compilation. So if you like that, then if you like what you've heard, then go out and buy it. Support your local independent record stores, shops. This one, it's finally a new album.
Yeah, something new. There wasn't many in tonight's show, but this one is the side D of also like a hidden track of the new Godspeed You Black Emperor album. So it's untitled. It's only on the vinyl editions. It's not on the CDs. It's not on the streaming. It's not online.
So did just when the records,
it's when, just the,
when the people's the records turned side. Up, they're like, oh
yeah, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, there's an extra side. There's an extra track. And this is it. Untitled, but came out in October. It is a kind of a rework of the final track, which is Grey Rubble, Green Shoots, but almost like a bit like how they end their sets, just kind of looped up and dragged through the feedback.
Slowly disappearing,
yes. So I think it would be pertinent to let that roll out for the last 5-6 minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll enjoy some... dragged out drones.
Perfect. And if you like things like that, then check out one of our shows that's a multiple of 25. There's plenty of that in there. Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be firing on more than 1.5 cylinders.
Perfect.